Well, I love the second floor. I think the carpet is a fantastic switching of genre and things like that. And when you go up close to it, you realise just what it holds. I love the Rothko-esque pieces. I just think those are tremendous. And I mean, that one there, it looks exactly like one of the Gerhard Richters in the Tate at the moment. Absolutely phenomenal, which I didn't expect. And shame to say that I don't really know his work at all. We're in awe of the craft, and I really want the name of his printer.
It's great to see a contemporary gallery carrying the work of a Pakistani artist, because Pakistan is so much a part of contemporary affairs now. And the way he actually deconstructs and gets into the bloodstream of Pakistan and Pakistanis is very compelling, very moving.
I like the way that it disorientates you with the mirror images. So I'm looking at, I don't know what this piece is called, but it's three-dimensional work. I quite like the fact you can never really distinguish between the mirror and the different images he's trying to show of the city. So it's quite disorientating and enjoyable.
I think the style of making the work is really impressive, and I really liked it. Also, the narratives behind each work is really interesting, really deep as well.
I think it's great. All this kind of minutiae, working in minutiae and getting an overall picture. It's beautiful, the colours and everything. And the work that must have gone into it. Fantastic.
Well, it's great to see such a range of Rashid's work. Particularly, I love the old abstract piece that the third floor room starts with. I think that acts as a key to really his work for the next 20 years.
I'll come back and absorb myself, because absorb's a good word, actually. It's stuff that you can really absorb yourself in. But I really love that detailed collage work. I tend to kind of stand right in front of it and almost views it as a meditation with all the detail of it. I love the Persian carpet artwork downstairs. And then when you get right up close to it and put your glasses on and see what it's made of, I like that art that challenges you, basically. I'll be back.
I think it's really good. I've seen this technique used, but in totally different sides of photography. So it's interesting to see it in a gallery. I've seen it used for, like, Star Wars posters, pictures of Yoda and stuff, you know, like the small photograph things. So it's interesting to see it used in a totally different way. I really like the mirror ones. I think they're amazing, especially the big one. It's kind of interesting to see the reflections, and it's like creates a weird optical illusion as well. I'm probably not getting the things you're meant to from the work, but I like all the weird optical illusions you get from it. That's kind of my thing. It's good, yeah.